Okay, let's review Shabbos Tav Kuf Zayin. Zot the Mishnah. Yashav Echad al Pesach v'lo Milehu. If one person sits by the doorway of a house that has a deer in it, but doesn't completely block the doorway, and then a second person sits and blocks the doorway, the second person is chayiv. If the first guy fills the doorway, even if he gets up and leaves the second person there blocking the doorway, only the first person is chayiv. So the Gemara begins. Nichsol tzipor tachas knof of Yoshev Misham Racha Techshach. If a bird flies under a part of your clothing and cannot get out, you can stay there the rest of Shabbos to keep it there. This is exactly like the last case in our Mishnah, where the second person sat down while the first person had already blocked the doorway. Just like the second person may remain seated even after the first person leaves, the person with the bird in his clothing can remain seated. There's no requirement to let a trapped animal out. You're just not allowed to trap an animal on Shabbos. The Gemara points out that when our Mishnah says that the second person is potter, it really means mutter for him to even stay there l'chadchila. Our Mishnah, along with popping a pimple to remove the pus and trapping a snake to avoid getting bitten, are the only three times in all of Hilchos Shabbos that the word potter actually means mutter l'chadchila and not potter avalaser. We now begin Parak Shmona Shratzim. Shmona Shratzim Amurim B'Torah Hatzadim V'Achov Ben Chayiv. The Mishnah teaches three halachos about trapping and bruising animals. One would be chayiv for trapping or bruising any of the eight shratzim that the Torah enumerates as tamei. Rav points out that even if you assume like the Rabbanon who disagree with Rabbi Yochanan and Nuri and hold that the hides of some of the Shmona Shratzim aren't considered skin for the laws of Tumas Nevela, you would agree that it is considered skin with regards to Hilchos Shabbos and you're therefore chayiv for bruising them. However, Rabbi Yehuda, who that the tumah status of the shratzim depends on the thickness of their skins, would hold that you're only chayiv for bruising those shratzim that actually have a thick skin. Second halach in the Mishnah is that when it comes to other shratzim, not the shmona shratzim, you'd be potter for bruising them, and only chayiv for trapping them if there's a purpose in trapping it. The Gemara points out that mantana, Rabbi Shimoni, dam malach shein shricha lugufa, potter ala. This Mishnah conforms with the opinion of Rabbi Shimon that if you do a malach for a different purpose than it was done in the Mishkan, you're potter. Chayiv of shabr, so wild animals and birds that you have control of, you're potter for trapping them, but chayiv for bruising them. That's the third halach of the Mishnah. Then we go on in the Gemara. Boy mine Levi me Rabbi, minayin lechabura sheinu chozeres. Levi asks Rabbi, how do we know the definition of a wound for which you'd be chayiv for making on Shabbos is that it is irreversible? The Gemara answers, it's based on pasuk. Hayahapich kushi oro namar chabur barosav. Just as an Ethiopian skin color is irreversible, so is a wound. Chabur barosav, irreversible. So that's how we see that chabura means irreversible. The Gemara is medayik from the fact that the Mishnah says you're potter for bruising other types of shratzim, that you must be chayiv for killing these shratzim. This is machlokas tanaim, which animals a person is chayiv for killing. Both opinions derive the yisur to kill animals on Shabbos from the rams that were killed in the making of the Mishkan. Rabbi Lazar Savar ka'ayalim, ma'ayalim sheyesh benetils neshama, av kol sheyesh benetils neshama. Rabbi Lazar holds that anything that has a life, even a light, a louse, would be subject to the yisur to kill on Shabbos. Put simply, ha'horei kina b'Shabbos ka'horei gomel b'Shabbos. There's no halachic difference between killing a louse and killing a camel on Shabbos. V'rabbanan savri, ka'ayolim, ma'ayolim deparim v'ravin, afkol deparim v'rava. The Rabbanan hold you would not be chayiv for killing a louse on killing lice on Shabbos, because one is only chayiv for killing things that reproduce. And we assume that lice do not reproduce in a way that it's observable to the human eye. Even though you're chayiv for killing anything that can reproduce, Rabbi Shua would hold your putter if you trap an animal that reproduces but is ein b'mino nitzod, from a species that's not normally trapped. And the daf concludes with two statements of Shmuel about killing animals on Shabbos. Amar Shmuel ashal adag min hayam kiven sheyavish bo kesel chayiv. If a person takes a fish out of the water, he's chayiv for killing it as soon as there's a dry spot between the fins, the size of a sella coin, that will feel very slimy to the touch. Amr Shmuel, hoshid yad al mei behema v'dildal uber shemeha chayiv. If somebody sticks his hand into an animal's womb and detaches the fetus, he's chayiv for being oker davar mikidulo, uprooting something from where it grows. Much the same way that somebody's chayiv for detaching hop from briars and brambles and for detaching fungus from a kli. One is potter for detaching a plant growing in a flower pot with no hole in the bottom of the pot because lav hainu rabise. Even though one might think it's okadavar migidulo, that's not the normal place where a plant grows, and therefore he is potter. That's the Chazar of Shabbos, Tav Kuf Zayin.